The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Well, I was very anxious to hear the results from Alive from New York. We did our best to publicize this to our listeners, let you know that it was happening. The Sea Life Clearly tour from Focus on the Family made a stop here in Columbus. And I had the privilege of going down to the PDHC Center on West Broad Street. I had some interviews with folks from Focus on the Family. And I played an interview last week with Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family, pointing towards the Alive from New York event on Saturday in Times Square. And I was really anxious to hear how it went. Well, it went extremely well. They were hoping for 10,000 people. It's reported there were closer to 20,000 people there in Times Square. 20,000 people. The crowd was very, very receptive. There were about 2,000 protesters. I'll get to this in just a moment. There were about 2,000 protesters at the beginning of the rally Alive from New York. Had lots of guests, lots of speakers, but the climax was the posting of a 4D ultrasound of a late-term baby up on the big screens there in Times Square. Well, the protesters, my friend Kevin McCullough, Kevin's been on the program several times. Kevin is one of our Salem nationally syndicated hosts. He was there. And rather than me trying to describe it for you, since I wasn't there, allow Kevin McCullough to do it. Let me quote just a few things. He said, on May 4th, 2019, a near-perfect 70-degree afternoon in the middle of Times Square in New York City, from three sound stages blasting thousands of decibels into the surrounding neighborhoods, the final speaker of the day said that, quote, soon abortion will become unthinkable. That statement came after a 90-minute program that had been slated as a public celebration of life. And then he talks about the protesters. Profane chants, obscene signs, thundering drums. Now, this is something important to note. The pro-abortion people are usually, not sometimes, they are usually characterized by obscenities, profanities, mean-spirited chants. They had thundering drums. But here's the cool thing. By the time the 90-minute program was done, the protesters were all gone. They were silent. Why? Because of what was presented from the stage. Each of the speakers addressed the protesters and told them, "We love you." That interesting? They were chanting, "Pro-life is a lie," because all they want is women to die. And then women came to the platform who would have been aborted. Women came to the platform where their parent, their mother, tried to abort them, and they survived the abortion. And the chants from the protesters were hushed, quieted by the truth and the love of the people on the stage. Kevin McCullough says, moments later, I watched from the main stage as women like Jean Mancini of National March for Life, Dr. Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King Jr., multiple women whose mothers had attempted to abort them, yet they survived, and a former Planned Parenthood clinic director who had volunteered underwent a live 4D ultrasound projected on jumbotrons. It was even more amazing to witness Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, assert that the reason we had all gathered was to demonstrate love towards the baby in the womb, for sure, but also to those protesters who, quote, had gathered around the edges of Times Square. Marjorie Dannenfelser of the Susan B. Anthony list took a moment out for the faithful to pray for the protesters. Yeah, the protesters are giving obscene signs, screaming and shouting obscenities, holding up profanity-written obscene signs. And one of the speakers on stage says, can we just stop and pray for those people? Dr. Alveda King addressed the protesters at one point, reminding us all that she had once undergone an abortion and had once believed very much the same as those who angrily shouted back at her. And then here's the part I love about Kevin's report. In the middle of literally the world's busiest intersection, a quiet fell across the multiple blocks. It was so deafening, you could hear a pin drop. No angry chants and protest, no applause of agreement. Just a sleepy little baby's face and beautiful 4D staring out across New York City's busiest neighborhoods. The ultrasound technician's voice, pleasant and sweet, began to talk to the little guy. And for a number of minutes, the supporters, the protesters, and the various media assigned to cover the event eavesdropped on the procedure that happens in crisis pregnancy centers every day across America. It wasn't angry. It wasn't some white male politician telling a woman what to do with her baby. It was a tiny little person in the womb having his picture taken for maybe the very first time. Nothing that the abortion protesters had been chanting turned out to be true. Could you imagine? Times Square, what is considered to be the busiest intersection in the world, falling silent because an ultrasound of a little baby pops up on the jumbotrons. Who was the baby? It was the baby of Abby Johnson, the subject of the pro-life film Unplanned. She is 8 months into her pregnancy, which is well within the parameters of the New York law that allows a baby to be killed, aborted, right up to the day of delivery. So the little baby that was up on the big screens in Times Square could be killed, according to Governor Cuomo and the legislature in the state of New York. From all accounts, alive from New York was an absolute incredible success. Governor Cuomo was invited to attend. Legislators who had voted for the legislation in New York were invited to attend. None of them showed up. They hoped for 10,000. Approximately 20,000 showed up. It was broadcast all over the United States and all over the world. It was broadcast live here on WRFD Radio on Saturday. So thousands were in the square live. Millions heard the program around the United States and around the world. Now, whether this is the day that abortion died, I don't know, but it certainly made progress and teaching people these are not blobs of tissue. They are little unborn human beings. I applaud Focus on the Family. What a great, great event. What incredible vision they had for this event. And from everything I can gather, it came off absolutely flawlessly. And again, pardon me for being repetitious, but the part that just blessed me more than any, 2,000 protesters yelling, screaming, beating drums. By the time it got to the ultrasound, the protesters were either gone or silent. Folks, I keep telling you this, truth is always on our side. And when people realize that that really is a baby, beating heart, the whole argument changes. When truth is presented, truth is always on our side. And when it comes to the pro-life, pro-abortion battle, truth is very much on the side of pro-life. All right, we'll take a break. I've got a warning about some legislation that you need to be aware of, both on the national level and on the state level. Yeah, it's big, it's important, and you need to know about it. And I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I want to warn you about some legislation coming up. It's important that you know about federal legislation and state legislation that's very similar, very dangerous. But first, I've got Jack in Worthington that wants to continue the discussion on life for a minute or two. Jack, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Well, I'm wonderful, Bob. I saw History Friday and Saturday, by the way. But then yesterday, tears come into my heart. I've heard her sing solo on Knoxville, Tennessee, at Temple Baptist, Pastor Charles Larson's church. And, you know, she said 2 weeks ago she had a secret, but she said, I can't let it out yet. I want you to pray for me. And then she says, you know, I have multiple sclerosis, which is the same disease I have that I'm paralyzed with. She says, I'm going to have a baby. She holds up a little baby shirt. She says, I don't care whether it's a little boy or a little girl. She realizes that God has gave her a gift. You know, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift we ever got. The second greatest gift is a little baby. That is a gift from God. And she realized that. She's my sister in the Lord. And I was crying for happiness.
Oh,
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is. It is,
you know,
Jack.
I was crying for joy. And, of course, Saturday I was crying for joy. First time in history, a Union Pacific base, a big boy, pulled an excursion train out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, heading to Ogden, Utah, with 844, another steam engine. The biggest steam engine that ever was made, and they were showing it live.
Really?
Yeah, and the 844, the Northern, some fellows from Great Britain were at Super 8 with me there, and they said, we're going to take a tour of the roundhouse. We were at Cheyenne. That was when they had the 844 in for repair. And the guy that was giving me a tour, that's right when my legs were starting to go out with this multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
He said, you want to sit in the engine? And I said, yes. And they held my camcorder. And I sat in the engineer's seat on that engine, the second engine that was on that excursion, with my hands on the whistle.
No kidding. Well, you know, there's a brand new roundhouse up around the Sugar Creek area.
Yeah.
A new museum and a complete working roundhouse up by Sugar Creek that I would love to see. I'm not an aficionado, but I love the old steam engines. One of the highlights of the last Christmas season for me, Joy and I went to Dollywood down in Pigeon Forge. And
right.
They have, you know, I mean, Disneyland has a steam engine, but it's a duplicate. I grew up around Knott's Berry Farm, and they have a steam engine, but I think it's a duplicate. At Dollywood, they have a real old steam engine that worked in the coal mines. And it goes.
I saw that on YouTube.
Yeah, it goes around the park, and at Christmas time, Joy and I went down, and we got in it and rode it, and it is the real deal. It's spewing, you know, embers and smoke, and it was great. It was just great. I love the old steam engines, and there aren't many of them left. Well, Jack, thanks. I appreciate it. We talk life and babies and. And a little bit of MS, unfortunately, and we talk steam engines. Boy, it doesn't get any better than that. All right, thanks, Jack. God bless you. Thanks. Well, I never would have dreamed I was going to talk about steam engines today, but did. And if you're, and I don't have time to get into the legislative story. I will in just a moment when we come back from the break. But I'm coming up on a break in less than a minute. There is a, if you're interested in that, I just saw it. Joy and I have been up in the Sugar Creek area hundreds of times. We used to live up there. We lived in Dover, worked in New Philadelphia. But I did not know that there is a steam engine museum up there and a working, roundhouse. Where they, you know, they can tilt the engines or the big turntable and all of that stuff. I'd love to see it. So who knows? Maybe the next time we go up there, we'll see it. But that's a public service, and I don't remember the name. But if you steam engine museum, Sugar Creek, you'll find it. A very wealthy guy put it all together. He died, left an estate. Someone else has taken it over, and now it's public. And sounds fascinating if you're interested in that kind of thing. So where else will you find a public service announcement like that? All right, when we come back, I promise you, we are going to discuss some dangerous legislation being proposed on the federal level, but also here in the state of Ohio that you need to know about. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.